Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TotalTutor and NeilHaley.com. And I'm excited to welcome to the program celebrity Michael Mando of Better Call Saul. Michael, thanks for calling. How are you?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on here. How are you?
I am doing awesome. And you got to be excited about the next season, aren't you?
I just found out we're doing a radio tour, and I actually didn't know. Someone just told me that right before getting on the air with you. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I really think season three has been our best season so far, and the way we leave off, I tell you, the next three episodes, the final three of this season are among the best, if not the best of the series. So definitely, we're in a very good place. I feel very blessed.
Absolutely, and you got to be excited about all the different projects that are going on for you, for sure, Michael. And so tell us about the show and stuff, and for our listeners that have not watched it yet. Again, on Mondays, 10 p.m. Eastern on AMC. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Better Call Saul is the prequel to Breaking Bad, and it's a show that follows a lawyer in Breaking Bad by the name of Saul Goodman. And we get to see him 8 years before Breaking Bad starts, and his name is actually Jimmy McGill. And it's a great one-hour drama, and it's really a beautiful sort of kind of very unusual, unlike anything you've ever seen, with really cool camera angles. I would say among the best writing, if not the best writing in the business, also run by Vince Gilligan and Peter Gould, who did Breaking Bad. And
wow.
I play a character called Nacho Varga. And this season, the cartel is threatening to take over my father's business to do something illegal with it, which consequently could mean the death of my father. And my character takes it upon himself to bring down the head of the cartel, or at least attempt to, in order to save his father's life.
That's wild. You think about the Breaking Bad series and the amount of fans out there. Michael, it's got to be exciting to be part of this, right? Because there's so many Breaking Bad fans out there, you know?
Yeah, and they're such intelligent, fun, and loving fans, you know. They're people, everything about the show is calculated in the sense that if you see someone, you know, for example, turn a light switch on that said, don't turn it on, and he just flick that light switch on, which actually is a plot point. It actually has meaning, and it'll come back in the next few episodes. People, you know, the show is color-coded with characters, and the fans pay attention to all of that stuff, and they go on Reddit and Twitter and Instagram, which I'm on the last two, and you just read their comments, and they're just so into it, and they get it, and their predictions sometimes are right, and it's just such a wonderful community to be a part of.
Well, that's the amazing things of these shows that are not on the big three networks, Michael. They are just absolutely where the fans are so crazy social media-wise. They want to talk up the show, and it's just an amazing thing of how the business is changing, both on my end and your end, Michael. It's exciting times because of the ability to stream anywhere and have conversations. It's awesome.
Absolutely. You know, I come from the theater, and for me, it was always about the playwrights. And what's amazing now with art, and I'm happy that it's becoming like this, and I'll tell you why. Because there's so much material right now. Anybody, and I really mean that, I'm sure these younger guys are doing it now and are more aware of that. But the reality is that we're getting to a place where you can pick up a camera for a few hundred dollars, you can rent it with a mic, and you can shoot your own film. And if you have great content, if you've got a great material, great writing, great structure to your writing, then people will watch it. And they will watch it by the millions. And, obviously you need to be promoted and all that stuff, but I mean is that it's all about content. You know, it's all about what do you have to say, not so much about what's the budget of what you have to say.
Absolutely. And so we're going to expect some big things. I know I don't want to give away anything for the next three episodes, But your character is going to go through some turns, twists and turns as well, isn't Nacho going to?
Oh yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. You know, Nacho's been this very single-mindedly focused. You know. Here's what I've learned this season: you don't know who you are unless you're put into, you know, do or die situations. And I don't mean that, you know, I don't mean go put yourself in a dangerous situation to find out who you are. But, I mean, you really can't tell what you're made of until you've got something to risk, until you're gambling something. And I don't mean, you know, foolishly, but I mean until you're pursuing what your heart tells you. And in this season, you know, Nacho realizes how much his father means to him. And what's kind of interesting is that he's a character who's been really desperately trying to stay away from the dark side. And in order to save his father, he has to fatalistically, I guess, embrace the evil within him in order to save, you know, the angel that is his father.
And you are used to playing portrayed as a troubled and sympathetic characters like as Vic as well in Orphan Black, right? Almost kind of similar characters in the fact they're close to crossing that dark side, and yet people feel for you, both of your characters.
You know, well, thank you. Yeah, you know, for me, what I love, you know, I feel like we're all on the shore. You know, we're all on like one giant island consciously. You know, we call this society. And we all sort of more or less agree on what is acceptable and what's not. And then you've got these characters that swim into the ocean and are looking for something else. And I always love these people who go as far as they can and to bring that back to shore. So I would say that, you know, Nacho and Vic and Voss from Far Cry 3, and to some degree the character I play in Spider-Man and that's coming out in July, are these characters that are you know, going beyond what we call normal and hopefully to explore that psychology emotionally and intellectually. And, you grow from getting out of your comfort zone. So that's definitely been a blast.
And you can't say anything about Spider-Man because you know those summer blockbusters. Got to keep it hush-hush till it happens. So,
I can't say anything, but I can tell you this. In 2012, it was my first time in L.A., and I was here for one day. And I was here to promote Far Cry 3. And I walked into a Marvel store, and I walked out with one item. And 5 years later, I'm playing that character.
Oh, you're getting us excited, for sure. I guess people need to follow you on Twitter, at Mando Michael, and ask you and say, can we start guessing on Twitter before July and when you could finally release that information? Because that's the greatest thing, Michael, is you can connect with your fans, have those conversations, and Twitter's the best place to reach you.
Absolutely. No, we use that a lot. You know, we're very big on, I really enjoy Twitter and Instagram, and I love posting behind-the-scenes pictures and sort of, you know, having people embark on that, on what the journey of being an actor is and the people that you get to meet and the places you get to go and what it's like behind the scenes. So, yes, if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter and I'll do my best to answer them. And if you
all
guess right, I believe we have a $100,000 prize.
All right. Oh, my.
So I'm joking. I'm joking.
No, you can. No, but then you can go ahead and just fund it and then people will have to enter to win. And it's $5. And then if you get a million people, you'll have that money.
Maybe for the next Spider-Man, maybe we'll get Sony to play a game like that with us.
Exactly. It's a great thing. Okay, so Better Call Saul.
Make somebody
Monday,
rich.
10 p.m. Eastern. 10 p.m. Eastern on AMC. We got to check out the last three episodes and catch back up on lots of our devices. So thanks again for calling, Michael.
Thank you, brother. Take care.
All right, see you. Bye-bye. You're listening to The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.